Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Oh, hello, hello. This is going to be a fun one. All right. Something that is core to my thinking and that has always been core to my thinking for as long as I can remember is let it be easy. And I cannot remember where this has come from because it has been so long. But I ask myself this whenever I am starting something or something's feeling off or heavy or anything like that. What would this look like if it was easy? Now, I know that sometimes easy can be a little triggering or like eye-rolly. So if you want to replace that with simple, go for it. And I know that this isn't a natural concept because for so many of my clients, there is a complexity in their thinking. There's a lot of overthinkers in my client base and with the women I speak with because they're service providers, they're perfectionists. There's a whole heap of overthinking and a whole heap of complexity that doesn't need to be there, but that's where we go. And I think it's because when we're thinking of doing something new, we think that it must be hard, that it's difficult, and we equate that with complex. And actually, many things in life are actually really simple. And I don't know if we overcomplicate it because we think that our really big goals are going to be hard to reach. And so then we add in layers. And yes, I know some things require nuance. A lot of things can have nuance. But coming back to the Pareto principle, where it's the 20% that gets us 80% of the result. So we don't need to focus on 80% of the things because it's not worth it, right? The juice is not worth the squeeze. But a lot of the time we do. We focus on the nitty gritty. We analyze over those, but we don't need to. So let's just ask, how could this be easy? And this question is the impetus for three things that we're going to get into today, one by one. So let's dive in. And by the way, it was five, and I thought, how could this be easier? And now it's three. Ta-da! Okay. So number one, the asking this question means that you actually think about your thinking. Yes, you think about your thinking. And this is huge. This is actually huge. I don't know the percentage, right? But not many people that you know think about their thinking. This is like the 1% of people because we're not actually taught to think about our thinking. We're not taught to question things. And when we ask this question, we do. We question our process. We question our assumptions. This is amazing. Let me give you an example of something that came up this week for me. I don't think that we're taught growing up that we're taught how to think. We don't question so many things. There are so many things that we don't question. And personally, in my own journey over the last probably 5-10 years, probably 5-8 years, I have questioned so many things. All right, I stopped eating sugar. I started homeschooling. There's so many different things that I question that I do differently to the majority of society. And yet, I hadn't thought about the weather. And I know it sounds ridiculous, right? But I was talking about the weather with a friend. And I know that that's really riveting, but hey, it is December and that's like midsummer, late December is nearly midsummer. And it has been 20 degrees in Victoria, down the coast of Melbourne, and pretty miserable a lot of days. And so we were talking about the seasons and how we follow the British seasons from the other side of the world. And yes, we reverse them, but we were never taught to even question it. None of us even thought about it. And it was only in the last few years that I actually even became aware that that's not how the whole world operates. I knew there was wet and dry seasons, right? But I hadn't thought until a few years ago, I hadn't been taught that there's actually indigenous seasons. Like there's six or seven of them, depending on your area and when you hear them and everything. And so then I thought, when I noticed, when I found out about this, I was completely blown away. I was like, of course. I mean, like that makes so much sense. When you hear what the seasons are, you're like, oh, of course, it actually never actually, it doesn't get hot until then. And oh yeah, there's always thunderstorms here. And like, it just makes sense. Like that timeless wisdom, right? But again, that was a marker in recent times of another thing that I had never questioned. And our lives are full of things like that. In normal daily life, it's like that. It's in the way that we do things. It's in the structures of society. It's in the way that we run our business. So much of what we do and how we act and the decisions that we make are on autopilot, and we do not question them. We just do things the way that we were taught, or the way that we think that we should, or the way that we saw someone else doing it, or the way that it's always been done. But when we question our thinking, then we believe that more is actually possible. So when we go, how could this be easy? We believe that easy is possible, that we can figure it out, and we think bigger. We expand, actually, we expand our thinking, and that means we get to innovate. And that is so exciting. That is so, so exciting that we get to question, right? We know we can figure it out. We know that there's going to be a more streamlined, elegant version of what we're thinking about, or a different way of thinking about it. And so that's the first thing that happens when you ask this question. You think about your thinking, and that is monumental. I want you to let that sink in, okay? All right. Number two, when we consider how it could be easy, we question whether it actually needs to be done at all. Now, for me personally, a lot of things get cut when I do this process. Because if I decide that it's complicated, then a lot of the time it goes. It doesn't even formulate past an idea or even a thought. Because if I can't get ROI on it from the activity, there's no point having it. Now, when I say ROI, sometimes that means money, sometimes that means something else. But if I can't get a return on investment, there is no point. And if I have to add complexity into the business, that goes against my goal of simplicity. Because I know that simplifying, when we simplify, we amplify. And so if I'm adding something in that works against that, it's out. So if it can't be easy, ask yourself, do you really, really, really want to do it? And maybe it's not easy, and maybe the ROI isn't money, but if it's for fun or it's an experiment or something that you just really want to do, then fine, great. Like something I did this previous year was just purely an experiment. It worked out, by the way, but there wasn't a clear ROI and it did add complexity. But I chose to do it anyway as an experiment. And I'm glad that I did. Some areas totally failed and some areas were like beyond my wildest expectations. And so ask yourself, do you really, really, really want to do it if it adds complexity? But if it's a client thing, saying yes to a client, or it's a project, or it's a launch that feels complicated, then also ask yourself, is it going to take time away from other things? Is it going to take time away from things you're doing really well? If you've been started getting consistent with something, is it going to steal away from that? Is it going to take time away from your family and you started your business to have more time with your family? So remember, again, it's the 20% that brings in the 80%. And our job as business owners, as CEOs, is to refine the 20%. So ask yourself the question, is the juice worth the squeeze? And if it's not, it goes. All right. The other thing, the last third thing that I want to touch on around when we ask this question, the benefit is that everything gets easier. Because if you decide that you want the thing, you're going to keep it, you're going to go with this idea, you're going to maintain this, but you're going to make it easier, then that means typically that you simplify the process. And so when you simplify the process, you're questioning every step along the way. So you're going, okay, how could this part be easier? All right, I'm just going to take this copy from here. I'm not going to start again. All right, what if this part could be easier? Oh, I'm going to collaborate with here. So because that means that it's going out to her audience and I don't have to run ads, whatever it is, right? Just examples. But you question every step along the way when you do this process. And the big question is, you ask the question of how this fits into everything you're already doing, which means that you might delete other things and replace it with this one. And the biggest, the biggest block to growth is complexity. But the biggest enemy, that's the word I was looking for, the biggest enemy to growth is complexity. And as a business gets bigger, we have to fight complexity in every step of the way, because when we add clients, when we add people, when we add technology, complexity can easily sneak in, right? We get layers of complexity. When we add things in, we add complexity. And what can happen as we're trying to grow then is that we make decisions too far down the line. So for example, if we're looking at our marketing and we're looking at other people's marketing, we can see that maybe someone's doing awesome at Reels or is, you know, killing it on YouTube, something like that. And we think, oh, okay, I'm going to start. I'm going to add that into it. I'm going to do that as well. But we're not thinking about our core goals and the simplest way to get there. So I don't want you to forget that. It's easy to get distracted or to get shiny object syndrome and see things that are working for other people. But come back to your core goals. So, and make sure that you have core goals for a start. So last week on the podcast, we talked about, was it last week? 2 weeks ago. We talked about how a strategic plan and having a 12-week goal and having three priorities on that 12-week plan. And so coming back to that and also having knowing your numbers in your business and what numbers you're focusing on. So for me, that's around podcast audience, it's around email list size, and it's around consultations. So what are your numbers? They might be really similar. They should definitely be around email list and consultations. You should have numbers around those if you're a service provider. And always start back there and ask questions like, oh, what's the easiest way that you can add to your email list? What's the easiest way that I can get more podcast subscribers? And you're going to be making sure that all of your activity comes back to those core goals. And if it doesn't, it's out. It's not applicable. There's no point in me personally growing my YouTube. It doesn't help me with my goal. And so what is that for you? And for those who listen regularly, you'll know that I advocate for thinking time, which is a fantastic way to get answers for some of these questions. And the process for this is that you schedule time on your calendar, ideally twice a week for 30 minutes. And each session you wrestle with one question in your journal. And it is amazing, like blow your mind amazing how much gold comes out when you make space. It's amazing how much gold comes out when you make space. So if you haven't tried this, please, please do. It is incredible. It is really, really incredible. And so they're the three. Number one, when you ask, how could this be easy? You're thinking about your thinking, which is a mindset thing, which is what we need. When we expand our capacity and our business grows. When we grow, our business grows. And so we're thinking about our thinking. That's how our business grows. And then we question whether it actually needs to be done at all. And we are looking at the entire process. So everything gets easier. When you question one thing about how that can be easy, you're thinking about the whole ecosystem and you're really getting back to, okay, what am I actually trying to achieve here? And is everything that I'm doing moving the needle? So next week, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about CEO habits focusing on things that move the needle is one of those things. And so I'm really, really excited for that session. But that's it for today. Keeping it nice and easy, I'm going to be off now. So have a wonderful, wonderful week and I'll see you on the next one. But actually, plus DM me on Instagram. Let me know what you're choosing to make easy. All right, bye-bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarn.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.